KFA BOT listening. And 8CLH is mobile monitoring. We got Shane here going ape shit crazy. Repeat.
KFHBTA, Bravo Papa Alpha, monitoring. KFHBTA in the mobile.
WARJD. Alright, I'll try that point. WARJD.
W8FU. W8FU, W8RJG, how's the conference going?
Not bad, not bad. This is my, oh God, this has got to be close to 10 years for me. So I enjoy this one. It's got a lot of radio people here. You know, in addition to dispatch, emergency services, even ham radio, you know, it's, it covers a full gamut of radio communications. And they shortened it. You know, it used to be Monday through Friday, and it's like, oh, that was just a bit much. Now it's a half day on Tuesday, all Wednesday, and a half day on Thursday, and you take your loose. That's more than enough. But some good stuff. Some good topics being covered. I just got out of one that was all on trains and their security and communication systems and, you know, stuff like that. That was fun. I like that one. Got into the nitty-gritty of the choo-choos, which is choo-choo fun.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know, it's funny because there's a whole lot of activity going on, especially with public services, you know, and not just police and fire, but, you know, also just about everything else from parks and DNR and everything like that that are, you know, they're trying to make sure that they get their comm system to where they need to be. And I think a lot of, like, the kind of the recent events, you know, maybe both in, you know, with the hurricanes and things like that, have kind of, like, definitely highlighted the need for better comms, particularly when it comes to, like, public service, public safety, you know, but in all realms, because, you know, they all got to coordinate and be able to communicate with one another, especially seeing, I think it's starting to dawn on people that, you know, the traditional comms may go down, and even if they didn't, there might be circumstances where you wouldn't want to use traditional comms. Back to you.
There's that, there, you know, and there's also, there's a lot of differing things out there nowadays. You know, nowadays we have the whole, you know, we have all the major carriers are offering services that can be, you know, blended in. You'd never want, you know, some sort of a, you know, 4G or 5G solution, you know, to replace LMR. It just isn't there yet, you know, and likely never will be. And there's a control issue and a vulnerability issue you just, you know, have with that that you can't afford in the public safety. But there is definitely a component there. And they're all here in droves. You know, you got all the majors, T-Mobile, FirstNet, AT&T, and Verizon, and they're all showing all the stuff they can bring if we have any kind. They give examples of all these, you know, events and disasters and things that have happened when, and all the resources, they've got tons of resources available for us. Everything from, you know, cell on wheels and drones and even actual hand units and stuff like that. And then the other thing we got going here, so they have mostly they're out in the vendor section, but they do a couple of presentations in breakout rooms that you can choose to go to. And then you also have what happens is there's always something going on. So a lot of our regional partners will come in and I'll say, you know, we had these, you know, we had the drain derailment down in, you know, down in Indiana, you know, and so we're going to tell you, you know, what went wrong, what went right, what we think we could have done better, what we learned from this event. And then you take that, you say, boy, if I ever have a situation like that, I want to avoid that. And that was a great idea. I'll do that. So that's the little things you hope to get. And after 10 years, I've seen most of them, but I got two today. There was a guy from Indiana, their statewide radio system, and they were managing an event. And now they're a little different than us, but they had a thing that they did to mitigate a particular issue that gives me heartburn. And I thought, that's brilliant. And so if I get nothing else, you know, besides the networking, of course, but if I get nothing else out of it, that was worth it.
That's my rule of thumb about conferences, is if I get one or two things out of a conference that I can take back and use in my everyday practice, then it was worthwhile, and it was worth doing. So, yeah, that's, That's great. Wasn't there also a big train derailment in Ohio as well with the there was some kind of hazardous materials on that? That was one of the craziest trainings I ever did. They put us through what they called fire ops for elected officials, and one of the things we had to do is we had to get into a full hazmat suit, and they had us go through like the procedure for, you know, taking care of a hazardous waste spill. They was a drum that was leaking. It was water in our case, but you know, if it was leaking something nasty, how they patch that up and remediate that is kind of an interesting exercise, being in that suit. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think they had that hazardous waste train derailment, wasn't it, in Ohio?
Yeah, and I misspoke. That's the one that they were talking about. And the guy from, and I mixed it up because the guy from Indiana was talking about another event where I got a great idea out of, and I just kind of like blended those two together. But yeah, it was in fact the Ohio train derailment that was being discussed. And then the separate breakout session with the guy from CSX, I enjoyed the hell out of that, and there were some really interesting training opportunities there that that I made note of. So you know, like I say, just a lot of good stuff like that. There's one coming up here at 1:15. I'm just landing my room real quick to check some emails and some stuff and get on the radio and say hi. But I got to be to one at 1:15, which is about all about encryption. And I serve on a board that does a lot of the, you know, guidance for the direction we go with encryption in the state. And, you know, I want to see what they decided to present to the mass, you know, in this. I don't know what this particular session is going to be, so I'm going to go sit down and see. But, it's all good. I enjoy it. And then, you know, we get to you know, just BS and, you know, talk and face-to-face with many of our partners that we deal with all the time anyhow. So it's nice to see them in person and have a beer with them in the evening or go to lunch or go to dinner, you know, so that's all cool too. But no, it's all good. I noticed Chief Unruh wasn't here. He's been a pretty regular here for the last several years, and he seems absent.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know he wasn't, because, he's fairly new out here, right? I mean, I think we picked him up from Roseville. Well, our sister said we picked him up from Roseville.
You know, I knew he looked familiar. I don't remember him from Roseville, but he may have been there while I was down there left, because, you know, we have, our guys are all over the county, and, you know, when I first started out, I was the guy that was mostly in the south end, and then as I, you know, started to get, you know, my work detail started to become a little different, I started to be more focused, you know, in and around the Mount Clemens area, and so, you know, it could be that he was there when I was, you know, up near the sheriff, and because I don't remember him there, but he did look familiar to me when I first met him, and I know it would have been from Rochester. But anyhow, yeah, he's been a pretty regular year. You know, I know more from here than anywhere, and this is the first year I looked for him, and I was like, and then I looked at the attendance sheet, and I did not see him. So, hope he's okay. I hope it's not that. And and speaking of which, did you get a chance to? Did I explain to you what's going on with Vince, or did you get a chance to talk to him at all?
You told me a little bit, and you know, mainly just that he kind of injured himself. But I have not seen him since. And I was getting kind of regular emails from him because I think he's on to me about my iPhone, my city issued iPhone. I need to be better managing that. But yeah, no, I didn't get all the details, but yeah, I'd be curious to hear. Hopefully he's doing better now.
Okay, well, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for him, right? But I just wanted to be sure that I didn't leave you hanging on that. But, yeah, he did. He hurt himself, and he was kind of in a pickle there. So I've got to give him a call and make sure he's doing okay now, see how it is. It sounded quite serious, but he was getting released. So, all right, anyhow, I just thought in your travels you see him, you can inquire. But, all right, I'm going to get out. Good talk, Mia. I got about 20 minutes here before I got to get back down to the convention center and for my next session. So I'm going to try to catch up on a couple of emails, have a beverage, and get back on the wagon.
Good talking to you, Sean. Good luck at the conference. Hope you have a good time. Hope you have safe travels back home if I don't talk to you. 73 W8FU, W8RJD, monitoring.
All right, Ryan, take care, man. Be safe. W8FU.
W8FU from W8RCY. Just wanted to wave a hand and let you know you're solid all the way back home. Solid and almost practically full quieting. We're at a conference. Have a safe trip home tomorrow. We'll talk to you. W8RCY, clear.
Hey Donald. The beauty of All Star, man. I love it. I'm a hardcore convert. As is Ryan. But good stuff. We'll have to get you hooked up. All right. Catch you later. Gonna get to it. W8FU.
Yeah. With All Star, I see no reason for all those digital modes. I rarely use them. I keep my hotspots on, but I rarely use the digital modes. I'm mainly sticking with All-Star. W8RJD.
W8RJ, this is W8RCY. I'm over here in Madison Heights, Michigan. GMRS and recent ham operator. Long-time GMRS, short-time, 6 months ham operator. I was one of those 50-year procrastinators to get my ticket. I do run Motorola XPR DMR radios. I have a Moto Turbo with Motorola, so I am familiar with DMR, and I use it privately. But, yeah, I need to get a node. I need to get on other systems as well. It's just, you know, Sean's on one side of the state, and I'm on the other, and it's just quite impressive on how the system works, and I can't wait to get up to that level. Appreciate your time. You have a good afternoon yourself, sir. W8RCY, personal here is Donald. Have a nice day.
Hey, Donald, good talking to you. Yeah, I have Fusion, Fusion Wires. I got Wires X. I've got D-Star, and I've got DMR. I was only more recent. DMR is actually my more recent. I like the audio quality on DMR better than the other two, but I don't like how difficult it is to program a code plug. Although I've got that figured out now, I can program a code plug pretty good. But it's just a pain having to do that every time you want to make changes to it. Whereas, like, you know, Fusion is probably the easiest with plug and play. DMR probably number two, or I'm sorry, D-Star number two. DMR number three in terms of difficulty. I hope they get M17. I kind of wanted that, but now I don't really care because, once again, All-Star, you get a node, a Bowfang, or anything, and you're on, you're up and running and going, and it doesn't really matter if you have a radio that's compatible with, you know, whatever codec they're using for whatever format they're using. So that's why I like the All-Star because it's just, and the audio quality is better because it's just voice over IP. So, yeah. But hey, Donald, good talking to you. Glad to have you in the ham. I was late to the ham thing too. I was always wanted to do it, but I didn't get to do it until the pandemic. So I got licensed in 2020 when they were doing them online. But yeah, good talking to you. Good meeting you. Hope to see you around. Talk to you soon. W8RJD.
I thank you for your time as well, and now that I have your full call sign, I'll make a note of it in my book. You have a great day. Again, W8CY, Again, personal is Donald, Madison Heights, Michigan. You have a great day.
W8RCY, W8RJD, I'm at my QTH, so 73.
K8RUH.
NADDF.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'd be doing better if people would go to the speed limit on the highway. What about you?
I haven't made it to the highway yet, but when I do, I bet I'll share the same frustration.
Yeah, people just don't want to go over 64 for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's 55 degrees, so you got to drive slow.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. There's got to be some correlation between any sort of climate change driving, because whether it's rain, sleet, ice, snow, hot weather, cold weather, day or night, it fluctuates with how people drive. And it's been good. I don't know what happened. 53 at 4 o'clock is usually cooking, and today we're in dodo land.
Yeah, there must be something on my way home also, because I'm showing from where I'm at should be about 5 minutes less than it's showing on my GPS right now, so hopefully I don't hit anything, but, you know, knucklehead season, so there's always something going on the highway.
Is it spring break, or is that in April? I don't remember when that was. Is it March or April?
Well, it's college spring break right now, but it's, most schools' spring break in Macomb and Wayne County is in 2 weeks. So I think it starts the 21st, which is a Friday, and goes through that next week.
Well, we have that traffic to look forward to.
Yeah, we're getting out of town for a few days, but I'll catch a few days of it, that's for sure. It's no fun.
You guys going somewhere warm at least?
Yeah, we're headed to Orlando for a couple days.
Oh, nice. That'll get you out of this gloominess.
Yeah, no matter how hard I lobbied, I was not able to get a second ski vacation in the mountains this year. So, It was to Orlando.
Hey man, it could be worse. You could be stuck here. But I get it. You got to do what you got to do for the fam. But yeah, I mean, Florida's never like my first choice. Like I'm going on vacation, but it's a solid choice because it's always nice weather and there's always something to do.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And the last couple times we've went, it's been in the middle of summer. And that is not fun. So, actually, as I take that back, we went to the Panhandle last year for spring break, and that was pretty awesome. We drove down there. This time we're flying. Actually, that's when, last year we drove down there, that's when I stopped at Gigaparts on my way back. That was pretty cool.
I would like to step foot in one of those brick and mortars someday.
You know, that one in particular was underwhelming, but I think it might have something to do with they had just moved into a new facility. It was actually an old, it looked like an old Best Buy or Circuit City or something, and they were still filling the store with inventory. So it was still really cool, and there was a lot of stuff that, you know, it was really neat to be able to physically touch it and see it, but it's still, there was only so much stuff you need, you know, even though we keep finding more, but, yeah, with the wife and kid, I wasn't out spending tons of money on cool stuff, so, I don't know, you definitely should try it, though, to get to see the stuff physically is awesome.
I would love to pop into DXE sometime, but I don't know if they even have a store. Yeah, I think they do have a storefront because you can order for pickup. But, yeah, no, I would like to stop in one day and just look at everything and smell the radio smells. But it is pretty damn convenient when I can go on their website and click buy now and it'll be here the next day and not have to drive, what, Talmadge, Ohio is, what, 3 hours each way?
Yeah, and then in Ohio there's R&L. But I don't know how big their store is either. And they're, both of them are not close. But that DXE, I think, is in a car performance parts store. So I don't know how much real estate they actually have in there.
It's funny because my father-in-law was talking about summer racing the other day. He goes, man, they're the best. I order them, and the next day it's there. And that's who DX is. All the UPS packages show up at Summit Racing. And I'm like, no, I know. They're the best. We're in zone one for them. So, you know, it's literally overnight, even if they do UPS grounds. So that's mainly the reason I shop there. I mean, I don't think their deals, I don't think they really have any deals. It seems to be everything's a manufacturer rebate nowadays. But, yeah, I would like to get my hands on that new Kenwood mobile before I actually purchase it, but we'll see when it actually releases.
Yeah, and how much it releases for. You know, it could be not stomachable price-wise, you know. Thinking about how they have the 75, and if they're putting the 75 into a mobile unit, that thing could easily be $1,000, and, you know, I think we're both adults, we could afford that if we wanted to, but could you make yourself spend it is the question. That's a lot of stinking money for a dual band mobile rig.
I mean, it's pretty packed with features. It'll probably have the most features of any mobile to date. It is tri-band, not that that's of any use to me whatsoever, but I'm a big fan of the operating system on the 75, but I got a feeling if the 75 is $700-ish, then that thing's going to be probably around a grand. I mean, the biggest concern I have from the videos I've watched is the head looks gigantic.
K-E-8-R-U-H. Yeah, I think you need to switch repeaters there, Dakota. But, yeah, the head does look absolutely massive, and it's like, where are you going to put that thing? So it'll be really cool to see it when it comes out. And the cool thing about something like that is just like the 75, it pushes the rest of the market to keep up. So you got to love those super high-end toys because it just pushes the rest of the market. And hopefully everybody will be clamoring to keep up.
Yeah, from the Hamcation video I saw, my bad, I was still on Warren. I'm at like 34 mile road. So the Hamcation video, when it was in the cage, it was a mock-up, and he said that's the actual size. I find it hard to believe that they can release a mobile unit that's the same size as a 705. But who knows? I guess we'll see. I'm hoping they're wrong. I'm hoping it comes out and it's like the size of the 5100 head, but thicker. I don't think I'd be able to mount that on the windshield like I'd want, but it would have to. There's a cubby above my radio on the dash that they make inserts for and RAM mounts and all that fun stuff. So I have a way already, but the thing's going to be, if it's that big, I'm probably going to pass on it. But, yeah, I agree. I'm really hoping to see ICOM start coming out with some new radios here. Yaesu's been dropping a bunch of hot garbage for $800 recently, so hopefully it's ICOM's turn because they haven't announced anything.
Yeah, I mean, their radio line, mobile at least, I think is, what, the 5100, and then what I have, the 2738. So, and both of those have been out forever. So hopefully we'll see some cool new stuff. Who knows? But, I mean, at a certain point, if these companies aren't putting APRS and some sort of digital mode in, why do they release new radios? You know, if they got the old faithfuls, I don't know. I think it's necessary, but at the same time, what are they going to do? Just change the form factor and try to get you to spend another $500?
Yeah, I know. I try keeping up on it, too, like on Reddit and stuff, and like I see these guys like, well, we need to put DMR in this. It's like, dude, DMR is not going to go in a Yaesu radio or an ICOM radio or a Kenwood radio, and they keep asking for it. But I agree. I don't think that new Kenwood has actual APRS. I could be wrong. I hope it does. Not that I really mess with it, but as far as like fundamental features, I think the Yaesus have the best. It's just their execution's horrendous. But yeah, like I found my HT with the 75. I have no desire for anything else. I'm hoping that that Kenwood mobile comes out and it's just as good. But we'll see. If they're asking $1,000 for it, it's probably going to be a hard pass.
Yeah, it's not like you're single, right? You got a family, and $1,000 is half of a vacation, for that matter. You know, like, I don't know. I just think there's better things I do with my money than spend $1,000 on a tri-band mobile radio. But that's just me. Everybody has something else they want to do with their money.
Yeah, I mean, for $1,000, that's what I got into my 891 and the Yaesu tuner for it.
Yeah, for $1,000, you could have a second one.
Any DDF, or 7300, or 710, or any other number of radios that do more. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Speaking of, have you fired up the 891 at all recently?
No, I have not. I actually haven't had it out of the box since the fall. I did get one of that Xtena that you recommended. I got that tuned for 10 meter in the fall, and then I went ahead. I was listening and whatever, but never put anything up permanent. I've been staring at that antenna you gave me, and that's got to get out in the yard soon because I would love to have it set up and be able to just go into the garage and start listening and screwing around. So that's a project. Maybe I know it's supposed to be pretty nice next week. I think Wednesday is supposed to be like almost 60. So maybe I'll plan on getting it out next week or this weekend if I have time.
Good deal. I'll let you know next time I go out for an activation. I got to check the photo website and see if there's anything out by me, but it'll probably be a Wetzel activation again. I still think that is... Oh, you know what? Bald Mountain's closest to me now. But, yeah, I want to get out, too. I got to retune my ham sticks. I got to build and tune that Xpena. I've got wire for it, but I haven't cut anything or tuned anything. So, not really ready, but I need to start getting ready if this weather starts to stay nice. 55 today. I'll take it.
Yeah, man. And at lunch, it was sunny, too. So, 55 and sunny. I will, I'm ready for it.
Were you out on the radio this morning?
Yeah, I was. I called out a few times and then didn't hear anything, so I think I might have just left it on in the background and started listening to a podcast.
I was going to say, it's been quiet this week.
Sean's at a conference, and what was it? Monday you were in early. I think yesterday morning we talked. And then this morning, I think it was about 7:05 or so, I called out. And then maybe again around 7:10. And didn't hear anything. Figured you were at work and Sean was at the conference. So just started listening to a podcast.
Yeah, I think I pulled in. I was at my desk, I think, by 7:05, if that makes sense. It's a bummer that we're the only three that are really out there in the morning that early.
Yeah, I think I'm fairly certain there's some other people lurking around listening, but nobody else is getting involved in the conversation. So.
Always lurkers. All right, man. Well, I'm about on my street here, and I'll probably get pretty scratchy, so I'm going to clear out. Maybe I will catch you in the morning. I'm taking Friday off, so I will not talk to you on Friday. Well, it's not some good commute, but, yeah, I think I'm going to shoot out early again tomorrow. So, careful driving. Good talking to you, and I will maybe I'll talk to you in the morning. I know GBS is here.
All right. Hopefully you're doing something fun on Friday. I'll hear about it tomorrow morning. I'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
Just for general information, I no longer lurk. I sandbag. WIRCY. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
Have a good night.
W8EAP.
W8EAP,
this is 88OG.
Wow, we had two people. That was a little bit of a double. I heard John and somebody else.
As the professor would say, who won?
Nobody won. It was kind of weird. Someone keyed up real fast, and then right as they were unkeying, you keyed up. So, all right, I'm just leaving work.
good air, but I heard you up here while I was driving here.
Roger. Where would that be?
I'm at Rochester and Long Lake.
Oh, so close. I drove down 19 mile, and you're right, there's some big hills there, and I got right to Rochester Road, and then I see my signal kind of petered out, but I think if I would have drove a little bit further, there's like a little bit of a hill, so maybe in between Rochester and Livernois, I could have made it in.
Let's get closer to like Livernois, you go north, there's like, you start going uphill. Like, the high point for a good chunk of this area is, like, Auburn, Livernois, like, west of the Culver's. So you can kind of see it in the distance if you look west on Auburn.
Yeah, I know at Auburn and Rochester, it's got to be a hill because I have a hard time getting in at M59 in Rochester, but as soon as I get into the parking lot, like, is it Olive Garden and Red Lobster? I know it comes in like 10 over 9, almost full scale.
Be back in 5. AD, it'll be.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your audio's a little bit on the low side. Could be me. I'll turn my speaker up, but I don't know what you're talking about, but you might want to talk a little bit closer. You're a little bit low. Not bad. Meanwhile, as he switches to the Bofang, anyhow, is there anybody else out there who want to throw it in the comments? I could have sworn I heard someone else key up and throw a call, but like I said, it was kind of mixed up with the other one. So somebody else out there, pick it up. WAPAP.
KF8S.
Dave.
KCJO.
When John keyed up, and he didn't come back, or is that somebody else?
I don't know, but Cujo's out there. Go ahead. Just saying hello to everybody. I'm in the area, and I'm on a HT in Riley, seeing how good I'm hitting the Richmond repeater.
Just got out here. Sorry, I didn't hear a conversation. How are you doing there, Tom? Thomas? Walkie-talkie sounds good. Still got your signature audio. Sound good.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd catch you on the radio because I was trying to remember what that rate that you have that you picked up that you showed me when I was down there at your shop.
Oh, man, that was probably 10 radios ago. You mean the one that has the spectrum scope that does a little bit into the handband, little one? Yeah, it's a Quanzhang UVK5 or Redivis RA79. Same radio, whatever one's on sale for cheaper at the time. They vary from $18 to $25.
Yeah, I found it. Well, it says here on eBay. And what is it here? Yeah, it's like $50 in some areas. Oh, I found one on Amazon. Okay, I think I got one. What else is going out there, guys?
Well, don't pay more than like $20. I mean, if you look at the review, I did a review on the K5 or the K6, and I list all the different variants and. They're as cheap as like $15. You were supposed to email me or something, so I can get your email. That's the deal. Remember that or no?
Yeah, I logged into QRZ.com and I didn't see your email on there, so I can send you an email. But I can send it to you now. I don't care. Everybody can have it as long as you don't send me spam.
No, I'll tell you what. Are you a member of, like, the Troy Repeater group or whatever? Because there's, like, a newsletter or whatever. They have everyone's phone number listed on it. Or I could just get on QRZ and put my email on. I should do that.
Yeah, put it in QRZ, and then I'll ping you up with an email. Who else is out there? There was KF8S is out there also.
Yeah, but I've got company that just arrived, so I'm going to bow out. I'll be listening, though. KF8S.
73-KJKJO. Hey, Eric, I'll touch base with you in a second. I got a coworker that wants to show me a couple files, but I'll be around. 73 on your final. KJKJO.
Yeah, okay. I'm just about home anyhow, so I'm going to get on QRZ and update my email, because I think there's some guys from the ISS satellite contacts that maybe wanted to email me, and I keep forgetting. All right, catch you later. I'll be back out in a few when I get in. WEDAP.
73, catch you on the flip, KCK Joe Clear.
I've messed with my antenna some. I've gotten some complaints about my... Just wondering if anybody can tell a difference with my signal. How does my signal sound coming in? If anybody's got time for a quick report, I'd appreciate it. ADHJL.
A little bit of static, but I hear you just fine. KCKGO.
That's what I needed. Appreciate it. ADHJL.
Okay, 73, KJK Joe.
Delta Golf Susan, this is Joe in South Lyon. I'm curious if the community...
Oh, Joe in South Lyon, all I heard was, I'm curious if, and then you dropped out.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu. Let's try this again. Just trying to test out a new antenna for my HD. Back at you.
When you're coming in, you're coming in decently. There is some static there, but nothing earth-shattering. It's fine. But, like, words keep dropping out. I don't know why exactly. I don't know what happened, but you're completely gone now. Like I said, when you were getting into the repeater, it was good, and then I wasn't hearing you at all. It might be something because you're in South Lyon. Maybe it's a connection between the repeater problem, or maybe it's something else. Anyway, hopefully you're getting this. When you're getting in, your signal's good, so there's no reason that HT can't work for you. So hopefully you can continue to make some progress. I'm actually going to pop over to another repeater real quick, so I'm going to be out for a bit. ADHJL.
November 8, Zulu, Kilo Foxtrot, and 8, say KF listening.
PA3KSF listening.
Bubble.
And ACLH is mobile and monitoring.
CA3KSF.
N8ZKF.